John, last night, Thursday Night Football, scary moment. Tua's career very much in jeopardy after another concussion. There will be people today who say, just hang it up. Your thoughts?
I mean, that's a decision that he's going to have to talk to his doctor about. How long does it take to recover? What are the tests telling him in regards to getting back to the baseline tests that he took as a rookie? And, you know, what does it look like year in, year out? Because they continue, especially for him, he's a guy that they're going to monitor those cognitive tests. What's that discussion like? He's going to sit down with his wife and talk about those results. She should be a part of that conversation with the doctor and ultimately decide what's going to be best for his long-term future. And we'd all like to sit here and say, oh, yeah, you know what? The smart thing is, you know, I'm going to walk away from the game while I still have all my faculties, and I want to make sure that when I'm 55 or I'm 60, I still know what's going on. I can drive home. I can remember my phone number. I could do all the basics in life. It's not that easy. It's not that easy, especially at some point. I do believe the doctor will say, yes, you're medically cleared. The advice may, you're medically cleared. I don't think you should play. That's ultimately going to be his decision. And I 100% think he's going to say, I'm going to still play. Now, hopefully he learns to slide. This wasn't a sack. It wasn't a blindside hit. This is one where he's trying to pick up a first down. He's being a competitor. I get that. But whether it was an ankle, whether it was a knee, whether it's a head, quarterbacks got to slide. You understand how important you are to the team, to the franchise, to the organization. And they're probably going to be without him for at least a week. Maybe longer, maybe forever.
Right. I think with CBS Sports, their injury insider said, depending on the severity, 8 to 12 weeks and potentially retirement. Because the concern here, John, is, again, he's in that fencing position, which means we're talking severe concussions. When you have multiple severe concussions, your career is in jeopardy. He gets to make his own decision. I think the NFL will be monitoring it very closely because optically they don't want something catastrophic to happen. He can make his own decision. I don't think he should be playing football. When you have your life, all you have are your memories. When you age and you can't remember anything, that sounds terrifying.
But he doesn't know that that's going to be the outcome. It may be likely, it may be probable, but you don't know for sure.
He's got $100 million in the bank guaranteed. He's got two little kids. He's severely injured with brain trauma multiple times in the fencing position.
All of those things on the outside looking in may make it seem like it's an easy decision.
I'm not saying it's easy because, again, you get to this point professionally, not because football is something you like. It's something you love.
Yeah.
It's something you put in hours, sweat equity. It's all you know. Letting off the gas being done, even when it's not because of a concussion, can be difficult. This would be a difficult decision. I'm not saying it's easy,
right.
It feels like it's what's right if we're talking about major brain trauma repeatedly.
Again, I'm not going to tell him what's right. I'm not going to put that pressure on and add to it, he shouldn't play anymore. That's going to be his decision. And if he decides to step away, I'll respect that decision. If he decides to keep playing, I'll respect that decision. It's going to be his. And I mean, I know we all get caught up in our jobs, and what we love to do does become a part of our identity. But if it's something that you have done since your earliest memories, throwing the ball in the backyard with his brother, playing catch with his dad, playing little, you know, peewee football, Pop Warner football, middle school, college. Like, he's got great memories, and it's all become part of his identity. How much is he able to separate that from, I'm also dad, I'm also husband, I also have these hobbies, I have these aspirations to do these things, whether it's philanthropy or it's in business, what do I want to do after football? It's hard to find those things even when things go well.
Right.
And you get a chance to make the decision of when you want to walk away, let alone being forced at a young age. You just signed this contract. You think you've got Tyreek Hill, Waddle. You think you got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Like, all of those things are really hard to walk away from.
Right. Well, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And I think, John, some of this too is he could get cleared at some point this season.
Oh, he will get cleared.
Right. But I think it's more than just you're no longer suffering the ill effects of this concussion. We know that one concussion makes the second more susceptible. He now has three, two of which were very severe with the fencing position where he appeared unconscious. If he plays another football game, he is statistically more likely to suffer a fourth concussion than the average quarterback.
And I'm sure he's well aware of that.
Right.
As everybody else.
And if you're the Dolphins, I mean, this is that line we always walk where the teams are operating trying to win football games. He gives them the best chance to win over Skylar Thompson or if they sign Ryan Tannehill. But also, do they want to be the ones who greenlight him, walk him out there, and have his brain turn to mush in front of everybody? I mean, that has to weigh on you too as an organization about doing what's right for the player and protecting the player.
Yeah, I agree. But if the doctors say you are cleared against our advice, you can keep playing. That's going to be your decision. The team, I don't think the team is going to say you're not playing. They may hold him out for an extra week, maybe right. 2 weeks, maybe even, I don't know how long they would hold him out. It could be the same as trying to evaluate somebody that's coming back from a back injury where they can be a little tricky and you're not sure, hey, you seem fine right now, but it's a little bit tight on Wednesday. Do you hold him out like they did on Monday night with Christian McCaffrey? You got some Achilles and calf soreness. Well, do we want you for 16 weeks or do we need you for one and then maybe you're out for another 8 or 9? They have the right to hold you out for a length of time, but eventually you're going to be cleared and it's going to be your decision whether you want to go out there and play or not.
So the way their schedule sets up, and again, this may be silly to even consider, but he won't play probably the very next game, obviously. Then they have a Monday night game, so there's an extra day in there. Even that feels aggressive, but I suppose if he cleared, I don't know. John, then you go beyond that. I don't know. When their bye week is mid-October. Is there a chance he comes back after the bye against the Colts on October 20th? I just don't know. And again, this is where we have to default right to the medical evaluation of him. That's what's going to be most important here. If he's cleared, if he wants to play, I certainly wouldn't advise it, but it's his life to live. I just think it's
sure.
There's a lot to lose for a guy who's
who has all the
signs of a guy who should walk away.
Logic doesn't always play a part of some of these emotional decisions.
Right.
And when you are, you know, 24, 25, 28, you feel bulletproof. And you feel like, okay, well, I had these, but I'm not going to have another one. Or I can do something to protect myself. Now, everyone knows when you play the game of football, you're taking risks.
Right, but I think there's a difference in, I know my ankle's going to be a problem. I'm going to go through a metal detector the rest of my life versus I may not be able to remember my name, my phone number, my kids' faces, or where I'm going right now.
And
I think that's a completely different risk.
But it's a risk. It's a cost. What are you willing to pay to win a Super Bowl? What are you willing to pay to be able to play the game? And if he says, I'm not willing to pay that, then you walk away.
Ticket text pouring in. We're talking Tua. His career over? Scary moment last night. Third concussion in the NFL. Appeared to be unconscious briefly. He's got two young kids. Got a wife to think about. He's got a bunch of money based on this last guaranteed contract. 248-539-9797. By the way, congrats to Giancarlo in Macomb. He won the Lions tickets this hour.
Ooh, all right.
He'll be there on Sunday against the Buccaneers. He's also got VIP tailgate passes, the Bullseye Event Group, that tailgate party at Eastern Market, the all-you-can-eat food, the open bar, 3 hours before the game. If you want to go, you go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets. My understanding, right, we're going to have Lions tickets to give away for every home game this season. So this is just the start, guys. If you didn't win today, you're going to have more chances.
Mm-hmm.
John, some ticket text on this Tua stuff. Multiple people saying, why wasn't he wearing a Guardian cap? Of all people in the NFL to be wearing one, it should have been him.
Sure. Would it have prevented it? I don't know.
You can't prove it. Again, he put himself in harm's way. He lowered his head. We talk about defenders and what they do and the targeting in college and the pros. Well, targeting not in the pros, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Helmet-to-helmet contact.
Slide.
Tua brought it on himself there, and it puts his career in jeopardy right now.
How much does that play into the team protecting him? And when I ask that, I'm saying he hasn't learned his lesson. He shouldn't have done that. I think, John, you would agree. He should have slid.
In a perfect world, sure. In the moment, you want him to slide, but I'm also not going to tell, like, okay, this is who he is as a player.
Most QBs would slide in that position, right? And it was right in the middle of the field. It wasn't like the sideline where you're trying to get that extra yard and you're putting your head down to pull forward.
Right.
And to me, it just, more than anything, tells me that he hasn't learned his lesson and he hasn't adjusted his play to his physical capabilities and what he can withstand.
Well, yes and no.
Or his limitations.
Yes and no. He went out and did jujitsu to learn how to fall right. And I think that's a bang bang play in the NFL, right? I mean, he should have slid, yes. But to say, you rolled your eyes at jujitsu. My point is, he's made efforts. Sure. It's not like he's just been, I'm just going to do me. I think he wants to avoid the big head injuries.
Ultimately, I believe he should do what he wants to do because it's his life. And that's what I believe with everybody, you know, within the law. I mean, you know, but
can I
I do think that I think the Dolphins, even if he clears protocol for the next game, I think they should not make him active.
Sure, they out of an abundance of caution.
Yes, we and want you agree with that. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
They do the same thing with every injury. Could DJ Reader have played last week? Sure. If you asked him, DJ Reader, you know, given the option, do you want to play or do you want to sit out another week? Probably says, I want to play. But the team says, we want you for the remainder of the season. So even though out of an abundance of caution, you've been rehabbing for 4 months, 8 months, 10 months, what does 1 week make a difference?
Exactly. And I want to ask John, if you could put yourself in 2024 NFL and that happened to you where you technically cleared and the team said, we're not going to make you active. How would you react?
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But I'd be really mad.
Would you understand it if you were in this situation?
Probably not in the moment.
Not in the moment. No.
Maybe but when you retired.
That's the thing I think that's working against Killa is Tua has the killer, that mentality and competitiveness. Like, that's how he's built.
Yeah.
If you know his background, and it's so hard for him to check himself almost.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this texter says. He says, I don't think he runs the ball like that if he hadn't thrown three picks. He's trying to make a statement, show his team he's still fighting for every yard. Ticket texter says, Jim, just say it. You don't think he should be playing. It's his decision. Stop trying to ruin a guy's life. Well, I'm not trying to ruin his life. I've said it's his decision, but I'm paid for my opinion. And my opinion is, yeah, speaking of ruining your life, you will ruin your life if you go out and get another concussion.
Well, no. That's where you don't know.
I think we had a lot of documents. John, we have stories. I feel bad
Everybody's brain reacts a different way. His is obviously, there's a lot of guys that take that same hit, or worse, they pop right up and they're back.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that get a concussion that wouldn't have been able to recover from the first two.
He's more susceptible to future concussions.
I don't disagree, but what are the long-term effects?
Well, okay, here's the thing. When guys played...
I agree with you. I'm not going to sit there and assume that they're good.
Right. 30, 40 years ago, hell, 20 years ago, you had guys who did not know the scope of what those hits would do to them. And I think of Junior Seau, who played the game as mean and nasty as anybody. Yeah, you probably should know repeated headshots are bad for you. We have so much more information now. If you're going to willfully put yourself back out there in that position, knowing what we know now, that's reckless. It's ultimately your decision to make, but we could all sit here and say,
well,
out of your mind.
You can call it reckless, but you're not in that position to make that decision. And I mean, I'm just sitting here, I'm not going to say it's reckless, it's not reckless. I'm just saying it's really hard to sit there and say, I am 26 years old, I'm making hundreds of millions of dollars playing a kid's game. I want to win a championship. I want to prove that everything everybody talked about, from my five-star recruitment to my time at Alabama to being a first-round pick, like, I want to live up to all of those things, not to prove it to anybody else, but to prove it to myself. And now you're asking me to step away? I don't know that I could. I couldn't make that decision. I would play. Even if you told me, hey, you know, right now, you're able to look inside my head, and I played 12 years. And at the age of 65, you're telling me I don't know where, you know, I don't know who Teddy is. I don't know who my wife is. I can't pick up and drive and go see my grandkids. Would I say that I wouldn't play? No, I'd say I'd do the same thing. I would live my life the exact same way.
Jim, you've been using the word fencing position, and
people are making fun of me.
And they're making funny on Ticket Text for saying it, but it's uncomfortable when Tua goes down, isn't it? like the way more, he goes more than other guys do. And
when his body's, I just like, ask convulsing? You guys,
can the, yeah. the one thing about the NFL here and their responsibilities, if it happens again and he suffers permanent brain damage on the field, can the league survive? The league will survive it, yeah, but that would be damaging to the league.
Well, it would be, and I just want to clarify, I've never said this would be an easy decision for him to make. But sometimes you have to make the tough decision as a father, as a husband, as a leader, as someone who has the rest of his life still to live. I've never said it's an easy decision. Ticket Texter says, John, you sound stupid. We should all encourage him to retire. What are you going to say if he dies on the field?
It'll be sad. I mean, it's but it was his decision to make.
My fantasy league is all in agreement that he's done. It looked bad, and given his history, he needs to hang him up. Well, if we have the medical advice from this guy's fantasy team, then career's over, John.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's not as easy a decision as most people would think.
And that's fair. And as flippantly as it's going to be said on talk radio and talking heads on TV, that's a very important thing to remember. It's not easy. Your entire life is wrapped up into this.
Right. And you add into all of the factors, hundreds of millions of dollars of the contract that he just signed, the expectations that everybody else, but the more importantly, the ones that he has for himself, the goals that he has, to just say, I'm done, is not an easy decision. I don't care how many factors there are there.